Jesus. God treats everyone the same. God accepts any person who worships Him and does what is right. It does not matter what race a person comes from. God has spoken to the sons of Israel. He sent them the good news, the gospel, that peace has come through Jesus the Messiah, who is the Lord of all people. The news about this salvation has been sent to us. Do you know what happened all over Judea? It began in Galilee after John the Baptizer proclaimed to the people about immersion in water. You know about Jesus from Nazareth. God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power. Jesus went everywhere doing good things for people. He healed everyone who was ruled by the devil. God was with Jesus. The 12 apostles saw all of the miracles that Jesus did in Judea and in Jerusalem. One of Jesus' apostles was a man named Judas Iscariot. Judas loved money. Judas was in charge of the apostles' money bag. He often stole a little money out of that bag. After Jesus and the apostles arrived in Jerusalem, Judas decided to go to some Jewish leaders, the enemies of Jesus. Judas offered to betray Jesus to them in exchange for some money. The Jewish leaders paid Judas 30 silver coins to betray Jesus to them. This happened just as the prophet Zechariah had predicted. Judas agreed, so he took their money and left. Judas began looking for an opportunity to help the Jewish leaders to capture Jesus. At the evening meal, Jesus said to his apostles, "One of you will betray me." These close followers were very surprised to hear Jesus say that. They asked Jesus, "Who would do such a thing?" Jesus said to them, "The man to whom I give the piece of bread is the one." Then Jesus gave the bread to Judas Iscariot. After Judas received the bread, Satan entered into him. Then Judas left them and went off to help the Jewish leaders to arrest Jesus. After supper, Jesus and his followers walked to a garden on Olive Mountain to pray. Jesus told them, "You will all abandon me tonight. This is written in the scriptures, 'I will hit the shepherd,' that's me, Jesus, 'and all the sheep,' that's you, the apostles, 'will be scattered.'" That very night, Judas came to that garden with some soldiers and a large group of men who were sent by the Jewish leaders. They were carrying torches, swords, and clubs. Judas came near to Jesus and said, "Hello, teacher." Then Judas kissed him. This was the signal for the soldiers to know which man was the one for them to arrest. Then Jesus said, "Judas, are you betraying me with a kiss of friendship?" As the soldiers were arresting Jesus, Simon Peter pulled out his sword to defend Jesus, and Peter cut off the right ear of a servant of the high priest. Jesus said, "Put your sword away. If I wanted to do so, I could ask God for an army of angels to defend me. But I must obey God, my heavenly Father." Then Jesus healed that servant's ear. After Jesus was arrested, all the apostles ran away. The Jews living in Jerusalem and the Jewish leaders did not realize that Jesus was the Redeemer. The words that the prophets wrote about the Messiah were read to the Jews every Sabbath day, but they did not understand. The Jewish leaders condemned the Messiah to death. When they did this, they made the words of the old prophets come true. They could not find any real reason why Jesus should die, yet they asked Governor Pilate to kill him. When Judas saw that Jesus had been condemned to death, he brought back the 30 silver coins to the Jewish leaders. Judas said, "I have done wrong. I've handed over an innocent man to die." But the Jewish leaders answered, "We don't care. That's your problem." Then Judas tossed that money in the direction of the temple sanctuary and left, and Judas went off and killed himself by hanging. These Jews did all the things that the scriptures had said about Jesus the Messiah. Jesus was killed. Roman soldiers nailed him to a cross. Then they took him down from the cross of wood and put him in a tomb. But God raised him up from death.
After this, for many days, Jesus was seen by the people who had gone with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to the people. We are telling you the good news. God made a promise to Abraham and his descendants. We are their descendants. And God has made this promise come true for us. God did this by raising Jesus from death. On the third day after his death, God raised Jesus to life. God allowed a few people to see him clearly. Jesus was not seen by all of the people, only the witnesses whom God had already chosen. They saw him. The apostles are those witnesses. They ate and drank with Jesus after he was raised from death. Jesus commanded them to proclaim it to the people. He told them to tell us that he is the one whom God chose to be the judge of all people, living or dead. Every person who commits himself to Jesus will be forgiven through the authority of Jesus. All the prophets say that this is true. You must understand what we are telling you. You can have forgiveness of your sins through this man. The law of Moses could not make you right with God, but everyone who believes the good news is made right. The good news for us is this. In Jesus' body, he carried our sins on the wooden cross. His wounds were used to heal us. Jesus came to his own people, but most of the Jewish people would not accept him. But he gave the right to become God's children to others who did accept him, to those who believe in his name.